The next section then firmly opens the way for your power to flow. I consciously choose to be love energy. In deepest gratitude, I infuse all aspects of my day and life with love. I am a magnet for experiences of love energy. This section is a biggie. Talk about powerful. Consciously choosing to be love energy, anchoring that choice by writing it out and immersing yourself in the feeling of the emotion of love changes everything. This section will rock your world when you fully immerse yourself into the love energy and implement that energy. There was a time, because of the intense level of fear that I lived in every day, that I did not know I could consciously choose to feel a different way. I was so sucked into survival mode. My energy was shrink-wrapped so tightly to my body that I was just barely breathing in and out, just getting through the day, and there was no thinking. It was just get through the day. And I remember when I learned that I had a choice as to how I felt, I was blown away. I had been living my life by emotions influenced by outside experience, those experiences, and I was allowing it to happen. And then I learned that even though something upset me, once the surprise was over, and it only takes a couple of seconds and that surprise is over, I had the power to consciously choose how I was going to continue to react. I could continue down the rabbit hole of anger, anxiety, and worry, or I could choose to shift my energy to love by infusing the situation and people with love. I had the choice, and that choice was up to me. That was a game changer. That was a life changer. When you consciously choose to be the higher vibration of love, your life changes. Remember, we manifest through our emotions. If you're the emotional vibration of love and gratitude throughout your day, what kind of experiences do you think you'll magnetically attract to you? Well, I'll tell you, it's good ones. I remember in high school reading a line from Shakespeare, and I paraphrase, "Things are neither good nor bad, but thinking makes them so." Well, when I read that, I wasn't in agreement with that, because in my teenage mind, there were good things and there were bad things. And now I know the empowerment was in the second part of the statement, "Thinking makes them so." Because now I know that thoughts hold an energetic charge. Your emotions combined with your thoughts broadcast out energy that's mirrored back to you. And if you don't consciously choose the energy you wish to vibrate in, you'll default to whatever the dominant energy is in your subconscious. And remember, the subconscious lives in the past. And until we create a past of love energy, that past is less than love energy. It's painful, and it creates a cycle of what we don't want. More pain, disappointment, worry, and anxiety. And the next part of this section is updated and sets the tone for your life every day with, "In deepest gratitude, I infuse every aspect of my day and life with love." I have a guided meditation for you to do this, to infuse your day and your life with love energy. And we're going to experience that before we complete. We'll do that together. You have the power within you to pull from that love that is your essence, that divinity within, and infuse your day and your life with that love. And this experience expands your light. This experience broadcasts out to the universe love energy, opening the way for the highest outcome of love energy to mirror back to you as your experience. When you infuse love into your day, you can focus specifically on certain aspects of your day, a meeting, traveling, whatever you know you're going to be doing. Oh, and infuse love into the food you're going to be eating and the drink you're going to take in. You can also infuse this love into the unknown with the intention of creating the highest outcome. When it comes to infusing love into your life, what area do you want to improve? Infusing love sets and anchors your intention, and it is powerful. The vibration of love opens the way to create and live a higher outcome, the highest outcome. Infusing love opens the way for you to use your power. You're setting the intention, you're moving energy, you're raising your vibration. Life has no choice but to improve. Improvement becomes inevitable. When you infuse love into your day and or your life sincerely from your heart, you become a magnet for experiences of that love energy. Magic happens. Again, you're experiencing cause and effect. Your love energy is the cause, broadcasting out to the universe, and the love energy experiences that you've become a magnet for mirror back to you. And again, when you consciously choose to be love energy, if you feel resistance in your body, this is a red flag to observe that resistance energy and give it a name. Is it anxiety, worry, not good enough? And ask your angelic team to show you, why am I feeling this? Dive deeper into the energy to learn why you're feeling it and heal it to transform all of that to love. And if you need help with this, if you're unsure how to do this, please schedule a private session with me. And once you learn how to do it, you know how to do it. And the next time the resistance shows up, you know exactly what to do. Now, when I write this out in my journal, I write it twice. I write, in deepest gratitude, I infuse all aspects of my day with love, and I allow myself to feel that energy in my body, and I give those parts of my day thought, that spark energy of the thought, feeling wonderful with love energy. And then I write, in deepest gratitude, I infuse all aspects of my life with love. And then I'll go through the different aspects and feel it. Vision it. The last part of this section implements the power of I am. With I am a magnet for experiences of love energy. You're powerfully claiming through writing by hand the spark of energy of I am, and then following through with anchoring experiences of love energy, preparing for the effect of your cause. And we love preparing for love energy experiences.